The opening date of the Scotch Corner Designer Village appears to have been pushed back again after new documents hinted at a later opening date. The project, first approved in 2015, has faced years of setbacks, with opening dates repeatedly pushed back from 2021 to 2023, then 2024, March 2026, and lately Spring 2027. But now it appears that the designer outlet won't open until autumn 2027, with the later date now touted on the investor section of the developer's website. The Northern Echo contacted developers for comment on the hinted later 2027 opening date, but received no response in time for publication. The multi-million pound retail and leisure development has been a point of frustration for residents and councillors who have questioned how much progress has been made on the North Yorkshire site next to the A1M. Last month, photographs taken over 9 months appeared to show little visible progress at the site. The drone images, taken on October the 2nd last year, March the 31st this year, and most recently on July the 17th, show little obvious change. Despite numerous questions to developers, they have previously reiterated that we're on track with leasing and construction for opening next year as planned, for the original Spring 2027 date. Previously, the Designer Village announced that a list of high-profile retailers would be opening at the site next year, including M&S, Guess, Monsoon, Molton Brown, Hobbs, Phase 8, Pizza Express and Pret-a-Manger. They join established names already signed up, such as Boss, Calvin Klein, Levi's, Skechers, Clarks, Moss and Dune. In total, the village will host 73 stores, with brands offering up to 60% off retail prices. Plans also include landscaped outdoor spaces, parking for 2,000 vehicles and 250 electric vehicle charging points. A garden centre is set to follow shortly after the retail park opens, with longer-term proposals for a hotel, drive-through restaurants and a petrol station also on the table. Residents and councillors have long criticised the slow pace of progress, with some describing little to no work in recent months.
A woman who moved a year ago now has queues outside her door thanks to her viral baked goods. Abby Carpenter, who has raked in over 400,000 online likes thanks to her baking videos, has turned her lifelong passion into a thriving community business. After coming home from her demanding full-time job, Abby spends her evenings baking hundreds of treats for her bright pink honesty box filled with chocolate and gooey delights. What started as a New Year's resolution for the local baker has quickly grown into a popular cake shed venture in West Park. Customers are travelling across Darlington to pick up her sweet treats from Bake Me Home. The founder, from Herworth, said she has been overwhelmed by the support she has received since launching the business earlier this year. On her TikTok page, she said, "I had a dream of opening a cake shed. Now it's become a reality." Having grown up baking with her mum from a young age, Abby always dreamed of turning her hobby into something more. While she pursued a demanding full-time career, she frequently wowed friends and family with her baking creations and eventually decided it was time to take a chance on herself. "I thought, if it doesn't work out, at least I've tried it," Abby told the Northern Echo. "Now we're here in the summer and it's taken off very successfully," she added. Bake Me Home specialises in brownies, cookies, cupcakes and other homemade treats sold from a pink cake shed outside Abby's home, with her edible cookie dough already a firm favourite with locals. For Abby, the biggest success has been the sense of community. the business has helped create. Families, dog walkers, runners and regular customers now stop by each week, with many leaving messages through the shed's Ring doorbell camera or sharing photos of their purchases online. "It's such a lovely community aspect," Abby said. "I love seeing the same faces come back week in, week out, but also meeting new people who have found us through social media." The business has grown rapidly since its first opening in April. Abby initially started baking around 150 items when she opened, but now she prepares more than 400.
A Darlington man who has battled his own mental health struggles is aiming to introduce a new law after creating a petition. Josh Biggins, 29, has launched a petition looking to require workplaces, schools, healthcare, housing, justice and public services to proactively protect mental health by requiring an inspection rating. Mr. Biggins has set up the petition as a direct result of his own experiences of battling mental health and his first-hand accounts of those around him battling work-related mental health. "I see the inspection as something like a care quality commission rating that will protect employees from breaking points," Mr. Biggins said. "Don't wait for people to break. Protect them first," would be my message to employers. "I've experienced mental health struggles, so know what other people experience daily and how demanding everything can be for people. I don't want others to struggle in silence. I've seen the other side of things to how good support groups can be, but if it doesn't have to get to that stage in the first place, that's what this petition is here for." The 29-year-old says that through the mental health duty law, employers would be required to comply with mental health requirements from inspections done on a regular basis. "What mental health does to you is drag you down. And for me, it's a systemic problem across the UK, and that includes Darlington. It amazes me that we have nothing in place currently in the UK, and I want to change that." He now needs 10,000 signatures to prompt a government response and 100,000 to trigger a parliamentary debate. Employers put provisions and rules in place for physical health, but not always so much for mental health, and that needs to change, added Josh. "Mental health is a prevalent issue in the North East. The rate of suicide in men under the age of 50 is one of the highest across the UK. This is for the next generation of people. It's a big problem now, but unfortunately, it will just become worse and worse. This isn't a taboo topic. It should be talked about more, and I want to change the narrative," he said.
Thousands of young people across Durham are being helped to stay safe through early intervention projects to tackle serious violence. In County Durham and Darlington, programmes funded by Police and Crime Commissioner Joy Allen form a cornerstone of her Police, Crime and Justice Plan and focus on deterring children from criminal activity and knife crime through education and prevention. In the first quarter of 2026-27, knife crime fell by 3.8% compared to the previous same period. While promising, these figures are subject to further checks and revisions by the Home Office. Ms. Allen said, "The Knife Angels visit last summer gave us new focus for our preventative work, and we've been eager to capitalise on its power ever since. It's vital we keep the difficult conversations flowing while children and young people remain very receptive to its messages. We have funded an array of workshops and educational programmes designed to reach young people as early as possible, providing safe and trusted spaces for them to consider why people carry knives in the first place, the consequences of doing so, and to raise awareness of safer ways of solving disputes. Over the past year, the Serious Violence Prevention Partnership, which brings together key agencies to reduce violence in the region, has supported educational workshops and one-to-one interventions for vulnerable children. Ahead of the Knife Angels display in Newton Aycliffe last year, Ms. Allen allocated £47,608 from the Violence Prevention Fund to Groundwork North East and Cumbria for a creative youth project. The scheme reached more than 130 under-24s using art and group activities to highlight the dangers of knife crime and encourage community conversations.
Families in Darlington are being invited to enjoy two free themed days out in the town centre during the summer holidays. The events taking place during the summer holidays feature a Legends and Fairy Tales Day on Thursday, August the 20th, and a Dinosaur Day on Thursday, August the 27th. Libby McCollum, Cabinet Member for Local Services, said, "These two events are a great way for families to have fun for free during the summer holidays. One of our ambitions set out in the council plan is to create thriving places and connected communities, and free events like this help to bring people together. While you are in the town centre, don't forget to grab a drink, something to eat, or do some shopping." Legends and Fairy Tales Day will run from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m, featuring character meet and greets, live performances on the Market Square main stage, and free craft activities. Dinosaur Day, held the following Thursday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m, will offer live shows, fossil digs, and arts and crafts activities. Further details about the summer events programme can be found at www.enjoydarlington.co.uk.
A Newton Aycliffe cafe has reopened its doors and hopes to help people with disabilities and health conditions. The Garden Kitchen at the Pioneering Care Centre PCC in Newton Aycliffe welcomed back customers on Monday. It will offer a changing menu of homemade food and coffee and is promising affordable prices. The cafe also hopes to support people with disabilities and health conditions to get hands-on experience in catering, customer service and hospitality. Jenny, the marketing and communications manager at the centre, said, "It's been really busy in the cafe. I've recognised some faces, but I've also seen some new faces, which is nice. All the prices, they've been designed to be quite affordable, so we're hoping it'll bring people in. The response has been really positive. We've had a lot of comments about how good the prices are and how you can't go wrong with a good home-cooked meal." Carl Gascarth, Chief Executive of the Pioneering Care Partnership, PCP, said, "We are delighted to be partnering with HiEd CIC to relaunch the Garden Kitchen. This partnership reflects our shared commitment to building stronger, more inclusive communities where everyone has the opportunity to thrive. The Garden Kitchen will provide a high-quality, welcoming service for customers while creating valuable, supported employment, work experience and skills development opportunities for people with disabilities and health conditions. By offering real-world experience in a supportive environment, we can help individuals build confidence, develop skills for work, and progress towards sustainable employment. HiEd CIC is a social enterprise dedicated to supporting people who are neurodivergent, have learning disabilities, or face other barriers to employment. It offers supported internships, volunteering placements, and work-based learning to help individuals gain practical experience. The Garden Kitchen is open Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Pioneering Care Centre, Carers Way, Newton Aycliffe, County Durham, DL5 4SF.
a County Durham secure children's home, previously branded inadequate by inspectors after a child was harmed during restraint, has improved its rating to good. An Ofsted inspection of Aycliffe Secure Services in Newton Aycliffe found children's experiences and progress, education, health and help and protection were all judged good, although leadership and management still requires improvement to be good. The inspection, carried out between June the 9th and the 11th, follows a damming inspection in December 2025 when watchdogs found serious and widespread failures and said a child had been harmed by staff during physical restraint. Durham County Council's Cabinet Member for Children and Young People Services, Councillor Cathy Hunt, said the council were happy that Ofsted has acknowledged their improvement and that they still acknowledge there is more to do and have plans in place to do so. The latest report says senior leaders have worked with an independent improvement board which has contributed to improvements across the service and strengthened safeguarding practice, resulting in better experiences and outcomes for children. Inspectors said, children are helped to develop strong and nurturing relationships with staff. Children feel valued and respected. Children engage positively with staff and appear comfortable, relaxed and secure in their surroundings. The atmosphere in the home is warm and welcoming and promotes children's emotional security and well-being. One child told inspectors, "I have strong and still growing relationships with staff. I'm thankful for everything they do." The report found children have access to facilities including books, games, gaming lounges, a swimming pool and sporting equipment, while they are also increasingly involved in shaping the service by taking part in staff interviews and programmes such as the Youth Inspector Programme. Inspectors also praised the planning around children's admissions and moves from the home, saying support is tailored to individual risks and needs. Education was again rated good, with inspectors finding most children make substantial progress from their starting points.
And just to recap a couple of items, donations for St Teresa's Hospice in memory of Robin Blair can be given to Seton Leng Funeral Directors, 59A Bondgate, Darlington, DL37JR. And for more information about the summer events programme, go to www.enjoydarlington.co.uk. So that concludes the news.